Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday and enjoy the talk.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for September 9th, 2018. Koyo Kubosa here, so very, very glad you joined us. Yes, we're going into the autumn season. And doesn't each season has sort of a feeling attached to it, like spring might be like, you know, vigor and new growth, and autumn time is like leaves are turning red, falling down, fruit is ripe, and it's harvest time, and Thanksgiving is coming, and Halloween, and pumpkins. But there is a certain kind of quietness, I guess, maybe, that's starting in the fall. And I was, I had different, I don't know if you call them webs, not websites, but email features, I guess, that, and they have different topics or quotes or excerpts from people. But anyway, one of these this morning was on solitude. It's keeping company with oneself. And I think many of us can relate to the early morning stillness when it's just you and the whole world. It's a favorite time of the day, I think, for a lot of people. That early morning, you by yourself, you think things when you're by yourself that is not possible when you're in the company of others. There's something about that solitude where, or as one writer put it, I'm looking at this article here, where Socrates celebrates the soundless dialogue in which the soul holds with herself. Pretty good, huh? Here's the one. Oh, Emerson. Oh, I love Emerson. He celebrates, you know, solitude. He says, "Nature may speak to the imagination as she never does in company." And of course, philosophers have long distinguished between solitude and loneliness. You're not necessarily lonely in solitude. You find new depths in your life. You know, every morning, go out the front door and I walk down our, well, maybe 300-foot driveway, gravel driveway to where daily newspaper is delivered about 5 o'clock in the morning, and they drive by and they throw it onto the apron of our driveway, and so it's about a 300-foot walk, maybe a little more, down the gravel driveway from our house, and I go with the dogs, and sometimes it's, you know, still dark, okay, especially in the wintertime, and they run, and it's part of our morning routine, and I walk. Time is the first time when I step out the door and look at the trees, and I just never take for granted this property. This wooded paradise, you know. We're living in a park. Adrian says that all the time. We don't have to go to a park. We live in a park. And but that early morning is a special time. I'm sure other times of day and so forth has their own kind of specialness, but early morning stillness. And I think it's common for many people that they really like that, their early morning rituals, whether it's that, you know, you got to have that cup of coffee. Ooh, that tastes so good. You look forward to the morning starting. It gets a jump start because you say, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to daily, you know, morning coffee or something, or whatever the favorite routine might be. That familiarity with that routine and all's right with the world, you know, you and the beginning is always the joy in life. The beginning of a new project, the beginning of a new day. Oh boy. Well, today we have a special guest to give us a Dharma glimpse. He could do it live, but he said, I don't think I could do it live because it's, well, you'll see, but he taped it anyway. Sayo Sensei, who is from the LM3 group, and he's been very active in the Lay Minister Trailblazer Resource Group and helping Bright Dawn in many ways. And showing leadership and so forth. And so he's going to give us a Dharma glimpse today.
Good morning. Before we begin, I just wanted to dedicate this Dharma glimpse to the memory of Potter Onyo, my buddy, my dog, and really the inspiration for this morning's Dharma glimpse, which I guess I would title Nature of Buddha, or better yet, Buddha Nature. See, the last few days, the word nature, nature of life, has been mentioned over and over, and I've been really thinking about this word nature. What is nature? You know, we sometimes think of nature as just the trees, the sun, the wind, but I feel nature is far more than just that. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that, because nature to me is life, and life is nature. Nature nourishes us, it shelters us, it provides life. Nature is free of elaboration, you know. There's no sort of thought process of, you know, should I do this, should I not do that. Nature just is. It happens through various causes and conditions. Nature just knows. When it rains, it rains. When it snows, it snows. When it's hot, it's hot. When it's cool, it's cool. When there's a breeze, there's a breeze. And there's a very simple nature to nature, no pun intended. So I was thinking about this word a lot, especially within Buddhism. You hear the word Buddha nature a lot. So I started thinking about that. What is this Buddha nature? And I thought that, to me, a Buddha is one who understands the reality of life, or is awakened to nature, you know, the nature of life, how everything happens, the causes and effects. And the past Friday, I lost my dog. He passed away, and which is the reason why I'm dedicating this glimpse in his memory. But we were very grateful that there was a brief ceremony in his honor when he was laid to rest. And my very dear friend and close spiritual mentor did a reading which really brought a lot of these ideas about nature and how nature takes care of everything. And I was very moved by that comment, that nature takes care of everything. And that's what had me start, you know, really started thinking about nature. And when you really think about it, nature does take care of everything. It takes care of itself without any predispositions or thoughts or dualism or this or that or me or you. No matter who you are, what you are, nature is taking care of you at this very moment. So when we laid my dog to rest, he was returned to nature. And there was a comfort in that, and it just sort of all came home, I guess, for me when I thought about that. And I thought about, again, the words Buddha, nature, and realizing that Buddha is nature. You know, a Buddha is one that is one with nature. When you think about the Buddha and his enlightenment, he sat under the Bodhi tree, you know. He really did get into nature, became a part of nature. He sat under that tree, and I remember a story in which he saw a leaf, which he had seen earlier was green, but by the end of the day, it had turned brown, and had fallen on the ground in front of him, and he saw there was a cycle, and it was a natural cycle. You know, there was no magic behind it or anything really mystical, but he saw there was a process. And we're all a part of this process. And I really got all this from laying my dog to rest and seeing how nature ultimately really just takes care of everything. There's no need to worry about things or be concerned about things because nature's got your back, you know? I also thought about the idea of nature is nirvana. When I visit Bright Dawn Center in Coors Gold, I've always said, you know, to me, Bright Dawn is my nirvana, my Pure Land. And now so much more because, again, it's nature. It's a part of nature. It's a part of my nature. So to me, nature is nirvana, which makes me think about a quote from Reverend Gil Mikobosi's book, Everyday Suchness, and then he talks about the Nembutsu, and how in the Nembutsu we see and feel Buddha everywhere and in everything, and life itself becomes the unfolding of Buddha. And so again, if I look at nature as Buddha, you know, the Tathagata as it is, everything really does arise from nature. You know, it unfolds through the nature of life. You know, obviously we still have choices and we move on, but nature is always there to guide us, to heal us, to feed us, to nourish us. So I feel that awakening is really an awakening to nature, the nature of life, things as they are. And that is my glimpse for today. And again, I dedicate this in the memory and in honor of Potter Onyo. Onyo is his Dharma name. It was a name that I gave him as he was passing. I realized that he hadn't received a Dharma name, and I was just very inspired as I took care of him towards the last few days. I chanted for him. I kept him comfortable. And before his passing, I said to him, "You are now Onyo." On is really means calm, peaceful. Yo is sun, wisdom. So, you know, he was a dog that never really barked. He never was loud or anything. He was very zen, you know. He's to me, I call him my bodhisattva or bodhisattva because he taught me how to just, you know, keep quiet. You don't always have to bark at everything. So I'm very honored that he had the opportunity to have a very long, fruitful life of 17 years. So I thought the best way to honor him was to give him a Dharma name, which would live on in my heart and in the heart of all those who knew him. So thank you very much for this opportunity to offer this Dharma glimpse. And remember, be one with nature, enjoy nature, and celebrate nature. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, pets, the bond that we have with our pets is something very special. It's not on the same continuum that we might say, oh, you know, this is a loved one, or is there any kind of dimension here of you know. I think it's qualitatively different. And we, you know, when a pet, and usually we live longer than our pets, so if you have a pet, you're going to experience the loss of that pet. And it's really a special feeling that we have with, you know, sometimes you might say, oh, even more than with human friends or something, but you know, we don't have to compare like that, okay? And I remember years ago in Chicago when we first started our Pet Memorials annual service, the first time I had the idea for this, and we had a pet memorial service, and we kind of, you know, announced it. And on that Sunday, so many people came and they brought their pictures of their pets. We posted them up, okay, and it was really something. Pet memorial touched the need, something that, you know, whoa, this, everybody could relate to that, you know, with deep feelings. Okay? You said, yeah, bring pictures of your, you know, and it really was a moving, touching experience when you see that. And I'm sure many people, they had to experience these kind of things if you're an animal lover, or, you know, dog person, cat person, or okay, or any kind of pet, okay. And but I think particularly dogs, you know, Potter, and he was named, it was around time that I guess Harry Potter was popular at the time, and that was the basis of his name, Potter. And he would always come to Bright Dawn when Sal visited, and he's buried at Bright Dawn. And when you share that last moments of life with a pet, you know, because it took him, maybe it was a week or maybe more. You say, he's pretty close. But life is fierce, and they don't pass away. You know, he's close, okay? Not eating, lying there, and sometimes periodically wheezing with the loud breathing. And he's not... Death doesn't go by anybody's schedule or expectations, or, hey, how come he's still hanging on? You know, life is fierce and doesn't go by, nature doesn't go by somebody else's expectations, you know. And I talked to him and I said, you know, just like I would tell people, terminal people, hey, go. You go the way of nature. Follow the nature's way. You know, just, yep, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, that's what we all are going to have to do. So we should do it, not have to do it. Huh? That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, hey, keep going, and you have a beautiful day. Thank you.